Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Whatever it takes. Yeah. If Slee gets more TV time out of it, it's all good for me.
Gear next week, we're doing the VP from Spectrum.
Yeah, you're going to have Kevin Ding, and you're going to have the Kamenetsky brothers. We're going to have everybody. We'll have Brez.
Everybody. Grab a couple of people from CBS, too.
By the way, I've been telling you, you got to twist Jim Hill's arm.
Jim, we got to work on.
Ask Jim Hill would be
Jim, I feel like, is like a, it's going to be like a three-month project for me to just.
It's a big get. I'm not going to lie.
It's
Jim Hill. That's all that needs to be said.
We brushed over Taylor's suggestion.
What did you say, Taylor? I didn't hear it. Sorry.
Ask Lady Slee.
Ooh. Ask Lady Slee. If she's down to do it, I'm down. I don't know if she would be down to do it, but I'll ask her. That'll be my first Ask Lady Slee question. Would you like to do...
Ask Lady Slee. That's a good... Yeah.
Yeah, I'll ask her.
That's a very good idea, Taylor. We should definitely do that. I heard, listening to Chris and the imaging coming in, you and I, we don't know what the imaging is going to be until we hear it, right? Yeah. That's the first time that we hear it.
Chris does send it to me at midnight. Yeah, okay, at midnight.
I don't get it.
Him and I talk at midnight.
Perhaps you get it. I don't get it. I hear it for the first time when the audience hears it for the first time. Prior to coming on the air, you and I were talking about the fact that the Clippers are 0-3 in the three games that Russell Westbrook has played. And it just seems like people don't care nearly as much about that. And I don't know. And I told you this. I have not, other than the crazy game they had against the Kings where they scored 350 points, I really haven't even watched highlights of Clipper games over the last Russell Westbrook era, right? I don't know. I just know they're 0-3. I don't know if 1 + 1 = 2, that's why they're 0-3, because he's been bad. I just know that it's pretty funny that they're 0-3 since Russell Westbrook's been added to the team.
Which one were you more impressed with? Russ going to a new team and starting out 0-3, or Morales breaking down 0-3 Clippers since Russ has been there?
Both.
Morales kind of going through. I was ready for him to say, right now, currently, this is where Russ is shooting from the free throw line.
His PER, his player efficiency rating in the final 5 minutes per 100 possessions.
Do you want to know the worst part about all this? You know how petty I am about the Clippers. Okay. Yesterday they played Minnesota.
Yeah.
It was more important for the Lakers to see the Clippers win yesterday.
Right.
Okay. In post-game show yesterday, I was talking about, I'm like looking at some scores around the NBA. Basically, every team that the Lakers needed to lose lost yesterday. All of them. Whether it was the Blazers, the Utah Jazz lost to the Spurs. Everybody was losing. Sacramento beat Oklahoma City. I'm like, guys, I know it's going to sound weird. We need the Clippers to win tonight. They lost.
Of course they did.
Of course they did.
0-3 with Russell Westbrook. I'm going to use the same line that I
How are heard, they 0-3?
Well, I like I said, I have not seen it other than looked at some box scores and things like this, but I'm going to use the Jerome Bettis line that I heard. I don't know if he invented it, but he used the first one I heard say it, so I give him the credit. If everywhere you go it smells like crap, it's probably you. And all I know is that when he was here, Lakers struggled. Now that he's with the Clippers, now, look, they could turn around and win five in a row. They're a good team. But 0-3, it's, I'm not saying that that's the reason. I'm saying that it's funny that he's 0-3 in three games.
It's impossible for you to talk about the Clippers today and not say, hey, Russ has been there for three games, and they're 0-3 on those three games.
One of the games, it was the Kings game. Kawhi had one of those nights. You're like, are you kidding me? Like, he looked like vintage Kawhi. Like, everything about him was A-plus Kawhi Leonard, and they still lost.
Okay, you ready for this?
Pretty funny.
The promo also had, or the lead-in had, about if I started watching.
Oh, yeah.
And you right out the gate was like, no chance.
Well, you had a Laker game.
No. Listen, you have to tell me.
Yeah.
I got home yesterday probably around, let's say, 9 o'clock, okay? Get home. Get home raining the entire time. I was driving 11 miles an hour. I'm not kidding. I was driving 11 miles an hour. Everywhere I went, I felt like I'm hydroplaning or there's a flood. I'm like, how is this the freeway? A car's just zooming right by me. Okay, so finally I get home. Took me about an hour and a half from here to get to Pasadena. Not literally. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
That's how slow I was going. So I tell my girl, I'm like, listen, I want to try watching a couple of these shows. I got some suggestions. She's like, okay, where'd you get the... She was, by the way, right out the
gate.
She
questioned
like,
the source?
Yeah, she's like, where did you get the suggestions from? Like, what does that have to do with anything?
I like this.
I'm like, I don't know where the hell this is going.
I already like her, but I like her more now. She's like... She's going to make a determination based purely on who made the recommendation. I like that.
And in my head, I'm like, I could tell you that I read an article. I could tell you that it was Travis. I could tell you it was one of my best friends. What does it matter? Are we going to watch these or are we not? We're not watching anything right now. Yeah. Either I'm going to get home and watch NBA League Pass or we're going to watch one of these. Okay? So... I started with Bear. Bear was one of the suggestions.
That's the restaurant
suggestions.
One? That's the restaurant one?
Yep. Okay. That's the suggestion. Part of it, I started with Bear because they're 30 minutes long. And I'm like, okay, it's already nine, whatever.
Rami's also 30 minutes long.
That was another one. But I went with Bear first, only because the reaction of Mace and AK when we were mentioning the shows, when I mentioned Bear, both of them stood up like it was a buzzer beater.
Yeah.
Right at the end of the game, somebody hit a shot. Okay. I'm like, okay, they're excited about it. Let's give it a shot. Watch two episodes of Bear. So two half-hour episodes of Bear. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, was all in. I'm making it sound like I went to the club
speechless.
Like at 11 p.m. or something.
Well, this is the equivalent of, this is the club.
This is after a Laker game. Yeah. Watch two episodes of Bear. So, Emily, just give you my thoughts there. It's chaotic. There's a lot going on, but I'm in. Like, it's...
That's kind of the point. It's to mirror... what it's like to work in the service industry.
Sure.
Because people who watch the show who have worked in the service industry say that's 100% how it is.
Yeah.
I mean, even for me, working in a fast food restaurant, it kind of feels like the kinetic energy of that.
So it was chaotic. It was, a lot was going on, but it was enough. T-Raj, I don't know how many episodes you got to go to say yes. Watch the first episode, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to give this a second one. Okay, we're good there. That ended.
You did not. You went for a third episode or
something? I did not. Even worse, went to Showtime, asked her, do we have a Showtime password, this, that. She said, no, we don't. Free trial, one episode you get of Your Honor.
Yep.
Watched 1 hour of Your Honor. Now, listen, now, let me also just say this. I feel like I got an hour and a half of sleep last night, but I was in. Your Honor is amazing.
It really gets you.
Amazing.
I watched it in a weekend. It was a binge.
I only saw one episode, and that's how Showtime hooks you. They said, here's one episode. You get it for free.
Did you get your credit card out at the end of the first episode?
I haven't because it was so late, but I'll do that. I'll do that another day.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the sentence that Emily just said to come out of your mouth next. That's the thing where you're like, Traff, I watched the whole thing in a weekend. Watch 9 hours of TV on a Saturday afternoon. That I want that to be your next step in your evolution of television viewing.
I'm pretty good at... Yesterday's a bad example.
Stopping yourself.
I'm pretty good at...
A bad example? I've never heard of you watching 3 hours of TV in a night.
Well, it wasn't three because there's
two half-hour episodes.
Two hours of TV. So it's basically two Breaking Bads.
You don't do that. That's
very out of
character for you.
Yeah,
I like it.
Do that.
I like to watch four tonight. You've got another Laker game tonight. See if you can get to like 1 a.m., knock out three more episodes of The Bear, and then do two
I have it on right now.
Your Honor. I want you to come in barely able to open your eyes. Take a day off tomorrow. Just don't even go
Amanda,
to bed.
Does that work? No.
You know what? I might give you the day work. Off just okay. So you can catch up on all the shows because they're shows that I like as well. So
Your Honor was.
Okay, I'm.
That was
fully,
intense.
I was talking to Emily, so I'm fully caught up. So the second season, I think so far there's 7 episodes, I want to say. And I just watched the most recent one. Yeah,
When you sit down to watch a TV show like that, do you bang out like 9 in a row, or do you watch?
Well, so they release them. No, it's only like one a week.
So yeah, if you're watching, it as it comes out, it's once a week. But I caught season one late, so I binged it.
Yeah, so because it's Bryan Cranston and obviously the Steve Mason Bryan Cranston friend connection, I started Your Honor right away.
Okay.
Last season when it started. So
I
do the weekly.
T-Raj,
yeah, I do the
good.
Weekly thing. It's really good, Trav.
It's good.
So Amanda and I have very similar tastes in TV.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
We like a lot of the same stuff.
And Trav, Mason yesterday was saying he really liked the first season. The second season's good. I actually really liked the second season and thought the first season was good. But
okay.
I think it's a little bit, like the two seasons are different.
without giving giving any details, the storyline for when the first episode is done, you're like, oh no, this is interesting.
There's a very long, prolonged scene that's pretty gruesome.
And even though the episodes are like an hour,
set up the right way.
And even though the episodes are an hour, when an episode is over, I'm like, what? Like,
because it went so quick?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a guy from The Wire in it, right? The detective.
Which
guy?
From
The Wire.
Yep.
I don't know his name. I haven't watched The Wire, but I do know his name.
I don't know his name either. I'd have to... Wait, is that through the first episode? Who's the guy that... There's also the guy that was... Was he the mayor of something else in another show? I gotta look at the characters. I'll show it to you in the break. By the way, Hulu has 94 commercials for every 7 minutes that they play.
Well,
does everybody know that? And I'm just the first one to.
You can pay for the commercial free.
Just get out your credit. There has to be.
Did you get the free
app.
Disney employee one? Is that what you did?
That's got commercials, I believe.
That has commercials.
Yeah.
No, this was her password, so it didn't have.
There has to be an app somewhere where you can just put.
Yeah, Pandora and YouTube is the only one.
It'll pay for every streaming service available to you. The second a new one comes out, you get dinged for $10 more.
So the guy in The Wire, he is State Senator Clay Davis.
Oh,
remember
he's
that?
Great.
He's the one that's in. He's
Clay
in episode
Davis is
one.
Great. His, he's episode know, one. Way. I can't say it, but he.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Him. He's great. He's a great actor and great character in that one. All right, Lakers. They lost last night, Slee.
I was watching.
Maybe you can't help me because I was going to ask you to kind of walk me through what it is that I watched last night. I'm confused. I'm confused by what I saw last night, and there's a potential, and then there's a uh-oh, and I'm not sure which way I should feel. It's next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Well, Slee, I was going to ask you to maybe kind of walk me through some things, but I don't think I need it anymore. I think I've got it figured out at this point. This just dropped right now, Em?
Yes, some Shams.
Some breaking news brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Lakers Anthony Davis listed out tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder. So Anthony Davis, who's pretty darn good last night, will not play tonight in a game against OKC, a game that I believe Dennis Schroeder himself described as a must-win sort of situation. I was kind of going to get into it at some point, Slee, about I don't know if tonight necessarily is, but I think the next four games, if you don't win more than you lose over the next four games, I think the writing's on the wall at that point. This is a team that always plays the Lakers tough. This is a team that always seems to give them a hard fight, even when it is LeBron and AD. Now you're not going to have LeBron. You're not going to have AD. I guess we're still waiting to see if D'Angelo Russell will play.
He won't play.
He won't play.
He's out too.
He's out officially?
Yeah, officially out.
Okay, so there you go. They're likely to lose tonight.
By the way, how does Shams do that?
He's pretty quick.
Yeah, everybody got the same email, and Sham already had put it out.
Yeah, well, he gets it first.
Here I am talking about your honor. I could have said something. Instead,
you need to get better sources.
Jesus.
You need to get Sham's sources.
I don't know what's more important.
Yeah, well, very good point. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and coupons today. So we can talk about last night, and we should, and we will, but...
Give me your questions. I'm curious about the questions that
you
had.
Well, so last night was odd because the Lakers, through the first half of the game...
Up three.
Yeah, and by the way, low scoring.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, all right, maybe this is a way for them to kind of slow the game down. Maybe this is...
Muddy the water.
Yeah, just be a hard team to play against. Mm-hmm. Just be that team. And you're thinking, okay, you know, I don't love it, but we'll see. They're in a game against a pretty good team on the road. Let's see what happens next. Then Ja went bananas in the third quarter, and the game felt like, okay, this is going to be a blowout. And then the Lakers kind of closed the gap again, but it never really felt like they were going to get over the hump either. I didn't know whether to feel good about that Anthony Davis was able to keep them close against a good team, no D'Lo, no LeBron, and they were in it, or they played pretty well by their standards, minus the 26 turnovers, which we could talk about, and they lost anyway. It was an odd mix, but with AD out now, what are we talking about? I mean, at this point, it's the writing's kind of on the wall.
All right, so just to play off of yesterday real quick. You're right, they kind of did some stuff in that first half where I was surprised they had a three-point lead against Memphis on the road without Bron, without D'Angelo Russell. So I never expected the Lakers to win the game yesterday, nor would I have been shocked or surprised. I think coming into the game, the spread was 9. It was like, yeah, I'd take the over on that.
Okay,
I thought they would lose by somewhere around there.
They did.
And they ended up losing exactly by that. You said something about the third quarter and about Ja Morant. Let me just kind of give you an example about this. Again, I'm going to say I was not expecting the Lakers to beat the Grizzlies yesterday. Period, point blank, just leave it at that. Sometimes I think there are moments of a game that's frustrating. And you've mentioned this a couple different times, more during late game situation where we've talked about some of our frustration with Darvin Ham, just some of the stuff that he does towards end of games.
Yep.
Ja Morant had 28 points in the third quarter yesterday. 28 points in one quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't mind the 28 points in one quarter. I do, but I don't. I'll tell you what I don't mind. Certain players, there's just nothing that you can do. And if Steph Curry gets going and he's hitting threes and they're fadeaways and coming off of screens and there's just nothing you could do, I get it. I understand it. The problem is Ja Morant did the same thing 48 times in the same quarter, that nothing changed. That he kept getting all his buckets inside the paint, around the basket. I'm going to drive him. If Ja Morant takes an 18-footer, you know what you say?
Fine.
I'll live with it.
Fine.
I'll live with it. Problem is Ja Morant was doing everything within 6, 7, 8 feet of the basket. And the Lakers did nothing different. So my frustration is you're in a game, and one of the best players in the league gets going. He starts cooking. I understand. He starts cooking. Just as an idea here. Why not throw a double at him? Just like, can we get this guy just out of a flow for a second? Why don't we just start making Ja Morant? Ja, you're done. You're not scoring the rest of the quarter. Your other dudes start going? Cool. What you can have happen is the same guy do the same play, and they're getting to the basket. How does a guard get to the basket every single time, and you're not making any adjustments? Mm-hmm. So to hit off what you just said, I didn't expect the Lakers to beat Memphis yesterday. I did not. I thought it was a game, sort of. In the fourth quarter, right? It wasn't a 25-point deficit, but it also wasn't a one-point game.
It never felt like they were going to win.
It didn't feel like they were going to. Yeah. They were just kind of hanging around.
They were hanging around, yeah.
I was okay that ultimately, without two of your point guards, that's why you have so many high turnovers and this and that. But I'm going to go to today.
Can I stop you right there before you go to today? Because everything you're saying is right, Al, but the problem is there's not enough runway for that to be okay. It's your analysis is fine that, yeah, you can't let Ja into the paint, you can't do this, and you're probably not going to win that game anyway without your best players. And there's some all of that. Yeah, yeah. The problem is you're down to 20 games. If you're in it, you got to kind of find a way to try to steal one. There's not – if this game were in the beginning of January, December, it's like, yeah, okay. It's March, man, and there's just no – yeah, I can live with this. You can't live with any of them anymore, right?
If
we're trying to get into those top 10, if it's a single-digit game in the fourth quarter, you got to figure it out. You can't turn it over 26 times.
I know.
To your point about Ja, you can't let a guy get 28
in
a quarter.
No, you cannot.
It can't just be, hey, listen, he's one of the best players in the league. He's unguardable when he gets good. Fine. Figure it out anyway. Figure it out anyway because we don't have enough games left. We're 4 games under .500. If 500 is roughly the number to get in, we've got to get there. We don't have enough games to do it. Now we're missing it. It's all of these things are fine for a team that's got time to figure it out and time to get guys back.
Yeah.
They don't have any of those things.
So the only reason why I think I'm going to just use this road trip as like chunks. This is before we knew Anthony Davis was going to be out tonight. Mm-hmm. Chunks is if you walked away 2-1 on this 3-game road trip, I would sign up for it, right? You had Dallas, you had Memphis, you have Oklahoma City. Okay. So that's all I'm referring to is if this was the L, Sounds good.
Okay.
Get Dallas, get OKC. That's the only thing I'm referring to. You're right. You don't have, we're not, it's not November 17th.
Right.
There's not, you don't have this runway, but that's kind of how I looked at it. I was getting ready to walk into today's show, and I said it in the postgame show yesterday too. This is a must win tonight. It's a must win against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah,
and I really, really genuinely felt that way, that the D'Lo thing really hurts the Lakers because Bron's not there, and now D'Angelo hasn't played for now a few games. If Anthony Davis isn't going tonight and you get a loss against the Oklahoma City Thunder, I don't know if Shai Gilgeous is going to go. He was out health and safety protocols yesterday. You get a loss tonight. Yeah, that's
well, let's, okay.
as deflating as can be.
I like you're talking about kind of looking at this in chunks, right? I really do think we're going to have an answer, for better or for worse, and I think we probably know where it's trending.
Mm-hmm.
These next four games are their season, right? The next four games are at OKC tonight when yep. you're going to play without D'Angelo Russell, without LeBron James, and without Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good luck. Not impossible, but tough.
And the Thunder have always played the Lakers tough.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The next three, all at home, Minnesota, Golden State, Memphis again. Okay? At worst.
2-2?
2-2, mm-hmm. right? Because at 2-2, if you go 2-2 over these next four, you're still four games under 500. You probably haven't made up ground unless something weird happens,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
If you go 1-3, which all of a sudden with all these guys out feels very, very possible.
You lost ground.
You're probably done for the year. Mm-hmm. Because let's say you go 1-3, coming out of that chunk, you're six games under 500. That's six games under 500 with 14 games to go. Excuse me, 16 games to go.
Yeah.
So that's a really tough ask with LeBron James, who may or may not be back anytime soon. Probably mm-hmm. not.
Oh, Anthony one of those quotes, yeah.
Anthony Davis is going back. I mean, this is the most Anthony Davis thing ever. The moment where you need him the very, very, very most is when he's unavailable. And
this
I don't
weird.
Know if it's anybody's fault. It's not funny, but it's just. It's just so typical that when you had to have him, this is when he's unavailable because he's hurt again.
This is, I'm going to tell you why this is a little bit weird for me on the AD front. There was no chatter about anything yesterday. Actually, the chatter was everyone talking about how important the Thunder game is.
Uh-huh.
There was no chatter. Like, I had no idea that genuinely had no idea there was even a remote chance that AD would be missing the game tonight, just based off
other than he's just Anthony Davis, but not trying to be funny.
I know you're not, but based off of anything that was being
said
yesterday.
There was one
moment
in the game where he got knocked down, right? Mm-hmm. Which there's kind of like a scrum of guys, and I think more than just him hit the ground, but it was maybe two guys. And he was slow to get up. Again, this is typical Anthony Davis stuff. But he did kind of grab his foot at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was watching with Michael, and I said, oh my gosh, Nadia, you got to be kidding me. And he got up, and he continued to play.
Yeah.
But he was slow to get up, and he did grab his foot at one point. And I'm thinking, if that's that. And took an extra 12 hours to get there, but here we are.
So a couple quotes from last night. This is what I mean by there was no... I just didn't even know that was in the cards. I know what you're saying. Hey, this wouldn't be the first time Anthony Davis has missed time. But one of his quotes from yesterday, he's not coming back anytime soon, talking about Bron.
Yeah.
So we can't feel sorry for ourselves. We can't put our heads down. Oh, we miss Bron. We have to go out and compete. We don't want to go home early. He just kind of, there's a number of quotes where none of that to me would seem like somebody that wouldn't be playing today. In my opinion, you know, I said it before we even knew AD was going to be out. It's a must win. You can't lose to the Thunder tonight. You just can't. Now those odds of losing are much more likely.
Every time Anthony Davis talks about it, it's like Calliope music. I don't even hear it. It's bum 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 bum. It's like, just, dude, can you just do it? He's another one, right? You've heard me say this about a million different times. I don't care what you have to say anymore. I'm only going to go by what I see. Mm. I'm only going to go by what you do.
Yeah.
I will
talking to me personally?
Maybe a little bit.
I don't know what's happening.
It's
here.
So frustrating to, oh, well, you know, we got to step up. Stop telling me, do it.
Mm-hmm.
And his response is, I'm not playing the next night. I know he's hurt. I know. I'm not saying that this is, you know, made up. I'm not saying that he's anything other than injured.
Yeah.
But it's just, of course he is. Of course he is. Because at the moment you need him the very most, he's unavailable.
Yeah.
And that's the way it goes.
A tough
Beverly Hills and John. Let's try a quick phone call here. John, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up, John?
I just don't understand why this coaching staff continues to get a pass. I mean, I'm just seeing a bunch of dummies here. I mean, when you play your best player, and he's averaging 40 minutes, of course he's going to break down. But Anthony Davis, you know, we needed him for tonight. That game against Memphis, we weren't going to win that game. You know, that game was unwinnable. It was a miracle they were up 3 at halftime. The game we need is tonight against OKC. These are the teams we're trying to get out in front of to get a playoff position. And 25 turnovers? I mean, can we do it? Can we fake the ball up high? Can we fake the ball up high and throw a bounce pass every now and then? This is all coaching. You look at the Clippers coaching staff, and you got Tyronn Lue, Larry Drew, and Bryant Shaw. You got over 100 years.
Don't use the Clippers coaching staff as an example right now. I don't know if that's the best example. Should have went with any other team.
Well, their GM didn't do them any favors. Yeah. That's their issue. And our GM, Rob, finally did his job. But, I mean, this LeBron has been running on full tilt because he didn't have any viable players to play with. You know, so finally Rob did his job. Oh, thank goodness. But it's a little too late. If we don't make the playoffs, I say you blow this whole thing up. You trade LeBron, you trade AD, and we start over.
All right, John, I want to get in there because you bring up a lot of things. I think that the last part that you said is not totally out of the realm of possibility. I think it's unlikely, but it's not impossible. I want to go back to what you said. Last night was unwinnable. You need a miracle. Not really. It was unlikely. Wasn't
unlikely.
Unwinnable.
Unlikely is the right word.
It wasn't. No. They were ahead at the half. They were within single digits in the fourth quarter. They turned the ball over 26 times and gave up 28 points to one guy in one quarter. If those 26 turnovers go down to just 20, I'm not saying you got to go to 4.
Yeah.
Go to 20.
Yeah.
If Morant's 28 or in one quarter is 22. We're talking about a totally different game. You didn't need a miracle. You just need to play a little bit better.
Do you know how many more shots Memphis took than the Lakers? Just because of turnovers, right? Memphis took 112 shots. Lakers took 86.
Okay, there you go. I mean, so.
But I think what he's saying, I think what he's saying is if you had to, just as an example, and I'm not saying you do it this way, if AD wasn't going to play in one of these two games.
Look, but
I get the concept of
don't play
against Memphis.
I do too.
Put your eggs in the OKC basket.
I understand that logically. The problem where
I thought he was
going to
play both.
The problem is
that's the problem.
There are no more. We can pick our spots. You got to win all of these games, or you at least have to try to win because you're not good enough to pick your spots.
Mm-hmm.
You're not good enough to say, okay, we'll beat OKC. We'll beat Minnesota. We're going to let that Memphis one go. You're not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You have to compete in every single one of these games. He's right about the idea of, well, of course, LeBron James. Yes, that anyone that knows anything about athletics knows that if you ask a guy in his 20th year to be the workhorse on your squad every single night, it's going to break. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew that. And that's exactly what happened. And there really wasn't a better option than that. It's not like they had a bunch of other good players that they just weren't using.
No, they didn't.
They didn't have any good options. Mm-hmm. This, where they are right now, was almost inevitable. Where your best player in his 20th season broke. The guy that breaks all the time continues to break all the time. The roster you put together that we knew wasn't good enough dug you a hole so deep for so long that it's going to be very hard.
You're
to get
still
out
trying
of.
To climb out of it.
Yeah, it's just that all of the things that we were worried about have come true.
You know what?
And now Anthony Davis is hurt again.
You know the one thing too that you look in the Western Conference, there are so many bad and average teams right now that it's like still holding the rope too. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're right there, yet we can't help each other.
They're almost getting tricked into believing they're better than they are because there are other bad teams in there, right? That because their whole second half of the Western Conference is kind of mediocre.
Portland was up 20 yesterday, lost. Utah played a Spurs team that had lost 16 games in a row, lost.
Yeah.
You know, they just go down the list. And they stay in front of the hunt.
And so did the Lakers. And Anthony Davis is hurt again. All right, more on that coming up when we come back. And you said something, and the caller just said something right there too, that how much of this is just bad execution and bad coaching? Because 26 turnovers feels like something that you could get fixed if you really wanted to get it fixed. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It is officially March today, Slee.
Yeah.
Right? So March 1st, which means we're in pickleball month. It's March Madness. It's opening day in baseball is in March. But most importantly, it is the inaugural Pickleball Madness Tournament, March 18th from 10 to 4 at the Agape Pickleball Center, Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley. Reserve seating is still available. You can register at ESPNLA.com. The event's open to the public. You can come and hang out. You can watch the pickleball. You can get to know everybody. And it'll be a great time. Thank you to Michelob Ultra, Bud Light Seltzer, and Pizza Hut. There will be basketball games on TV, Papa Shot, pickleball demos and lessons. You can bring the kids. There's a kid zone. There's beer, Slee. Who doesn't want to have a couple of beers?
I'll take one
right
now.
I will certainly have a few beers on that day. There's complimentary food and drink. There's a live DJ and entertainment, prizes, giveaways, photo booth. Come on out and have a great time with us. March 18th, Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley for our pickleball tournament. And you're playing tomorrow, weather permitting?
Yeah, we got a little update on that.
No offense, Greg, but I was barely listening when he was talking about this.
Why would you do that to Berg?
Because I was trying to do something else. I had children text thread going, so I was kind of distracted.
He was probably excited to talk to you and the whole thing. Okay, this is what happened.
We talked for a long time. I enjoy my morning conversation. Now, don't turn this into a thing.
What you said, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to you.
I wasn't listening to that particular portion.
I'm supposed
of the
to say that.
That's your
I'm wearing off on you.
Yeah, I'm the one that what?
All right, so here's
Yates did it. I know that. I know that Yates
situation.
Is the problem.
We had a game plan. This has been planned for a year and a half, that we are going to play pickleball in Pasadena coming up tomorrow.
Too cold last week. You got to do it this week.
Too cold last week. It was raining, hailing, and they still wanted to play. I'm like, we're not going to play. So tomorrow's supposed to be sunny. 5 p.m. we're supposed to get out there. Me, Berg, Jorge, and Yates.
Right.
We got twos ready to go. Yates sends a text yesterday. Hey, guys, I'm going to go play with Mace. What? What are you talking about?
We got demoted.
We have four.
The varsity called me up. I'm coming up to play with him.
You're making it sound like Mace is the greatest pickleball player in the world. I guess because of location purposes. Because
yes.
He lives
he's
out in
a little
that
closer
area.
Closer to that.
So I get that. I get that. But so now we're down to three. But I think AK might be trying to fill in. So no matter what, I'm going to be playing tomorrow.
No matter what.
Oh yeah, yeah. No,
you're
we're
play
playing
two
tomorrow.
On one. You're gonna see if there's somebody in
the
park that wants
to
play the fourth guy.
I think Berg is gonna get there earlier.
Okay.
So him and I can do play a little one-on-one. By the time Jorge shows up, then I become the ball boy.
You know that little crouch position next to the net.
I sprint.
I love it.
To get the ball.
But I think you would qualify as the ball man at that point. I think you're past the boy
no, I'm ball
stage
boy.
Of your life. You'd be a ball man. What's Slee the ball man today?
He's the ball man.
That's great.
He turned an ankle.
Give me the day. What day are we playing next week? Did we determine that?
All right, let's do this right
because
now.
Because we need to play for no other reason than we need to figure out
all right,
what
how about
strengths
this?
And weaknesses are.
I think I could throw a day your way.
All right.
Next week,
Can't do Tuesday.
How about Wednesday?
No, Michael's got a baseball game.
All right, how about Thursday the 9th after the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Thursday after the 9th. Or Thursday the 9th after the show.
You know the rule in the Rogers household. If it goes in the calendar, it's gospel.
100%.
Am I putting it in?
Put it in. Thursday.
All right.
God dang it. Why'd you have to set it up that way? Yes. Thursday.
Yeah, this can't be a. Hey, Trav, listen, something's come up. I really. Yeah. Of course you can do that, by the way. I'll be fine with that.
Thursday.
All right. We're
so
done.
Thursday
we're going to do it Thursday.
Damn, that's two straight Thursdays going to be on the courts. People are going to be walking by like, is this
is that
guy?
A pro? is that guy never looked
it's
out
the
here
worst
before.
Pro I've ever seen in my life.
I believe he's a pro. We're going to get our clocks cleaned, by the way.
You think so? That bad?
I really do.
How about against just our people? Against our people, I think we'll hang.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
And this is just, I thought I would be able to be halfway decent at that game. Not good, but good enough to beat someone that stinks.
You like games like this.
I do. Mm-hmm. And I thought that my level of entry would be better than someone who's bad. That's it, right? Just better than someone who stinks.
Yep.
I stink. I really do. It's something that I'm not good at.
But you've been playing ones the entire time, right?
I have, but so it's not
you're
that.
You're not going to have to move.
Not as much, but it's I struggle with a few. You'll see.
Okay.
You'll see. All right. You better figure it out.
Once I play, I think I'll have a better idea what you're talking about.
Okay, couple of things here. I want to start with a tweet from Biggie, one of our most loyal Travis Lee community members. Biggie, I'm going to clean this up a little bit because there's a few profanities in here. But it says, players have the most up-to-date training, recuperation, nutrition, etc., and earn the most they've ever earned, yet they're always hurt and load management. Blankety blank, is this even allowed? NBA is becoming a joke. Okay, the NBA, two things here at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to put one over here. The load management issue in the NBA, I think, is a real one. I think that it's something the NBA has to try to figure out. I don't know if it's a solvable thing, but it's something that needs to be looked at. Mm-hmm. This level of frustration from Big E, I think, is pretty common, in particular among Laker fans with regards, and the reason I think this came in 4 minutes ago is because of the Anthony Davis thing. LeBron James is not being load managed right now. He's injured.
Yep.
I don't think Anthony Davis is being load managed right now. I think he probably has an injury. It has to be, right? But this frustration of guys missing as much time as they do, I think you kind of all put it in the blender together, and you get this level of frustration, especially with Anthony Davis, with this. And I'm as guilty of it as anybody. You keep thinking, all right, maybe now's the time that it's going to work out. Mm-hmm. I think we just need to punt on him ever being the guy that's going to be able to play 70 games, be really good for 60 of those 70 games, and be incredibly reliable.
He's already punted on that.
He's just not that guy. Mm-hmm. He's and part of the level of frustration is he keeps talking like he is, which I think really rubs people the wrong way, myself included. And it just is what it is. And we all get to it at different points where it's just, okay, I'm not listening to that anymore. I'm just going to go on. You're not playing tonight, fine. Sure, great. And I think more and more Laker fans are getting there. More and more people are just like, I don't want to say I'm done with that guy because he's too important to what they're going to try and do moving forward.
Yeah.
But they've just changed their expectations with that guy.
So that tweet is, I don't know if I completely agree with the tweet because I don't think it's attached. Load management means the Lakers are strategically in a good place and they're in a position where they're going to make the playoffs and they're just now getting ready to figure out the final 20 games. You can't load manage when you're in 13th or 12th or wherever the Lakers are. So I don't think that's completely attached. I'm just going to assume the AD front. Look, it doesn't help when they are as desperate as they are, that this game is as desperate for the Lakers as it is, that you're coming off a game yesterday where I already read some of the quotes. Everybody's talking about how important this game is.
Can they win without any of those guys? I mean, I know they can, but
if Shea doesn't play, maybe.
Yeah.
But you know, I think both you and I would agree that the chances of them
winning. Your three
winning,
best players aren't playing.
Yeah.
Your three best players are not playing. That's a lot. I don't care what team it is.
So I didn't see anything yesterday. So that I guess that's also the part of the surprise and the shock. You know how we always want to see something? Oh, that's why he's not playing. Well, because he had
with him,
this happen, that happen.
It's impossible.
But I'm using it as an example. When he was out, he got that injury against Denver. Okay, we knew he was going to miss time, everything else. I didn't really see anything specific. So.
Yeah, but with him, like again.
Yeah.
He slept weird. I'm just making stuff up. You know, he caught a cold. I don't know what it is. It's just always something with him. Ask Geeter coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN. Yeah, this would be the point where I would typically have to explain what Ask Slee might be.
No, this is what you guys started.
I don't have to do it.
Okay,
as an
example, Friday was at Spectrum.
Uh-huh.
Geeter wasn't even there. Brez asked and asked Slee.
Perfect.
My
work is done here.
Yeah,
I feel like I agree with this.
Final Ask Slee. Ready?
How you feeling this morning, Geeter?
I feel great, Travis. I feel like you were the originator with Ask Slee, and I really helped build the bridge to the people.
You're a board member.
Indeed. No, he's absolutely on the board. When if I'm the one that created Ask Slee, you're the one that put it on TV. So you are a charter member of the Ask Slee.
Travis. I remember the first time he came on when you guys were doing it, and you and I were texting, and I just hammered him with Ask Please during the show, and he had no idea what was going on.
No idea. I was like, well, am I back on the Travis Sliwa show?
Is this... Well, I get the text from him. I'm like, well, this is good. Just flip over and check and see what's going on over there. You ready to do this, Geeter?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Lee about Travis's Bandon Dunes snow trip, but we can save that for another time. That was incredible.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, he went basically snowboarding with his with his driver.
The dream trip ruined.
It ruined, not quite, but it was the dream trip that was not what I was expecting. How about that?
Yeah.
All right, let's get going with Christopher Holmes writes, in a biopic about your life, Geeter, which actor plays you?
Hmm.
Chevy Chase, a young Chevy Chase, not the Chevy now. I'm talking 30-year-old Chevy from Caddyshack and Fletch. Okay,
is he tall enough? Because you're a tall, you're a tall man
now. Yeah, you can go Leonardo if you want to go today.
That's pretty good. That works for, does that work for you, Slee?
Yeah, that works.
Young Chevy as Geeter?
That's I like it because he's going pure personality and everything else. Just
no, that's not true because Chevy's I think most people know this, that Geeter is the Geeter, you've heard this before, I'm sure. You're the only person in our business that everybody likes, right? There are people that like me and hate me. You're the person that everybody likes.
Pretty fair. Yeah,
pretty much
good.
Everybody hates Chevy Chase that's ever met him.
That is so true. That is so true. Fine, I'll change it to Brad Pitt.
No, don't change it. I like Chevy Chase. That's a good one. 30-year-old. Yeah, that's
look
good.
The look is pretty good. All right, this is from Vin Scully's microphone, and he wants to know grilled or fried fish tacos.
Oh, that is so good. I'm going to say this. Fried is better tasting. I'm going grilled, though, because of my job, and I just like to be healthy. I'm sorry. That's just the truth. Fried tastes better, but I'm a grilled guy.
Yeah, only eat one, it would have to be grilled because you'd like to live past the age of 60.
If you have to have one every morning and you're having a fried fish taco every morning, probably not a good game plan, Geeter. Probably not
the best game plan.
Yeah.
But Flea, if I'm on an island and it's over in a month, I'm going fried.
Yeah, then you go fried. There we
right?
go.
But if you're on an island, I don't know if you have a fryer with you. You could do like some sashimi tacos.
Let him live his fantasy land with a fryer in the middle of an island.
The cartoons where it's just the guy with the long beard and the two palm trees in the middle of the ocean. On Geeter's Island, there's a fryer.
By the way, I love fish taco. I mean, I love a grilled fish taco. Put a little avo on there, a little pico. I mean, it's good time.
Oh, yeah, you're good to go. Yeah.
We're putting a squeeze of lime on there too, right?
Yeah, and a little cabbage.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page. Here's one. What's worse, people giving you a nickname you don't like, or no one ever giving you a nickname? Hashtag Ask Geeter.
Oh, God, these are so good. You know what, man? Never getting a nickname is just kind of a bummer to go through life that way. Right?
For sure.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. I mean, a nickname you don't like is a bummer, and you wear it, and it kills you inside, but at least it's thinking of you.
Well, and you can never let your buddies know that you hate it, because then it's going to stick forever. You can hear a nickname you don't like and just hope that it kind of goes away if you don't fight it, but if you say, guys, I'd really rather not, it's over at that point.
I have so many of those, and my buddies just text it to me all the time, and I just refuse to go down the path. I just pretend it doesn't bother me, but deep down, I want to go nuts.
All right, Geeter, I have one. I didn't tweet at you, but I'm going to go ahead and just go one. Alan from Pasadena. I think it was 1994, Chris McGee won The Price is Right.
Oh, that's right. I've seen this
on
YouTube.
Won the showcase here. Other than like personal family stuff, right? Put all that to the side. I know you're married. I know you have kids. Put all that to the side.
Yep.
Has there been another moment other than winning the showcase that was as exciting as that moment in 1994? Maybe it's a Laker thing. Maybe it's a Laker championship thing. Maybe it's you getting the Spectrum. I have no idea. But that's a pretty damn special moment, and not too many people win the showcase.
Winning that car in 94 up to that point was definitely the greatest moment of my life. We partied hard that night. We thought I was a millionaire. I was not. I won the white Mercury Grand Marquis. But I will say this. For you guys, 21 years later, the 20th anniversary of my Manhattan Beach six-man volleyball team, Team Fletch. We hadn't won a title in 9 years. We were getting older. It was our last run. We won it. We won the title, and I was literally carried off the beach. And that feeling right there topped The Price is Right.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Glory among your buddies is always a good win right there.
There's nothing like it.
There's nothing like it.
There's nothing like it, dude.
Let's go to La Jolla for our next one. It's Ryan in La Jolla, and this you're going to like this one, Geeter. I'm having a new girl over tonight to hang out. She claims to have never seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Should I make her sit through it and get her feedback before I invite her over again?
Yes. Yes. Obviously, she's a little younger, and that's fine. But you need to see how she reacts, what she thinks is funny. Is she into Spicoli? Absolutely. You make her sit through it. We have a conversation. Because, listen, if you want to date this girl and have her over again, then, you know, you want to be able to have some conversations and connect on some levels.
What if halfway through the movie she turns and goes, this movie's stupid. What do you do then?
It's going to...
That's when you just say, I don't think this is going to work out. I think you should probably go home.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, why don't you, I'm going to call you an Uber.
This is, you got to pay attention here. This is weird. Okay. This is from Moy. And Moy writes, wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Wolves instinctively know how to swim. So if got a person who doesn't know how to swim gets bitten by a wolf and turns into a werewolf, do they know how to swim?
Do they know how to swim? I know, Geeter, you probably were thinking that this one might come up, so go ahead.
Listen, I got an answer to this one. Number one, you should know how to swim. I'm a big water guy, and I believe that bodies of water create some of the greatest joys in life. Surfing in the ocean, swimming, lakes, rivers, to learn how to swim. But if you did not know how to swim and you got bit and became a werewolf, then yes, you would then know how to, because instinctively wolves know how to and they can do superpower stuff. So yeah, you know how to swim.
Yeah.
But first of all, know how to swim. You got to. I'm sorry, people. There's joy out there.
You would be infected with wolf DNA, therefore
so technically
you would know how to swim.
Technically you know how to swim.
And by the way, you'd be dunking on people like Michael J. Fox. It'd be like Teen Wolf, but you'd be in the water like Kelly Slater.
Okay, dealer's choice here for you, Geeter. Do you want a food-related one or an automobile-related one?
Let's go food.
Okay, food. Well, quasi-food. When you're in a Mexican restaurant, do you order in Spanish? Hashtag Ask Geeter.
Oh, well, I do spend a lot of time in Mexico, so I do my best to order in Spanish. It might turn out to be, I sometimes get heckled by my kids because there's like some English mixed in with my Spanish. But yes, I do try. But when I'm at a restaurant here in the States, in L.A., I just go English. But I'll throw in a little por favor, a little gracias, amiga. You know, I'll throw in some of that.
His order is just completely wrong.
Dos Pacificos. Yo tengo dos Pacificos.
Listen, when I'm in Mexico, I try hard.
All right, one more here. What's this from Darb in the OC? And Darb writes, what's the difference between all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive?
Nobody cares. All-wheel means anything. Rain, sleet, snow. Four-wheeling means like you're like in the mountains and you got to go up a hill. You got to go four-wheeling. You're going over rough terrain.
You want one more?
We don't need those very often.
Yeah, one more. Let's go.
All right. I'm going to pronounce it both ways, and you tell me which way it is. This is the word crayon one syllable or two? Because you hear crayon and you hear crayon. Which are you?
Don't forget crown.
Crown? Like on a king's head?
Yeah. People say crown.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one.
Crayon. I go crayon. What do you go, Geeter?
Well, I say, hey, hand me the crayons. But it is crayon. It's two.
But I say crayons too. Like, give me the red crayon.
Yeah. No, it's two.
Why do we all say it wrong?
I never say it like that.
You say crayon?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're weird.
You do?
I do. I don't know the last time I've said crayon, but I don't know the last time I actually used that word.
All right, this is the last one. I promise. 805 Raider, because this one involves Slee. It's kind of a combo ass Slee, ass Geeter.
Final ass Slee.
Final ass Slee.
Yo, Geeter, who would win in a no-holds-barred bare-knuckle cage match between Trudell and Slee?
Oh, right.
Winner
down
gets
our alley.
To take over for Ireland when he's done.
First of all, I absolutely love that it came from a Raider fan because they're always ready to throw down. Yeah. That is so perfect.
Right? When you think of Trudell and I, that's what you usually think of. Yeah, violence.
My friends and I have this conversation all the time. There's so many guys who want to get in the cage. Well, we're all old now. We'd probably get slaughtered. But I feel like, here's the deal. My first thought goes Trudell, college athlete, feisty, played soccer, loved the physicality. But there's something about Slee. Like, remember how sneaky funny he is, like, Travis, when you didn't know him, and all of a sudden you're like, dude, this guy's hilarious?
Yes.
Like, does he have sneaky anger in there we don't know about? Does he grapple? Does he, like, get on the mat? Does he, like, do, you know, stuff on the side that we don't know? Like, he's working out. I don't know. Like, does he have cauliflower ears? Like, I don't know. I feel like I want to go Trudell, right? But I think Slee's got some weird things inside where it just, it might come out and he could bury people.
I think that's good analysis. I think I'd go Slee.
Yeah. You know, that's a very important role. I mean,
keeping it trapped.
It's a very important role.
Yeah.
Gator, good job today.
Well,
thank you,
bud. You're both beating Ireland.
Good deal. Thanks, Gator. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you, brother.
Bye, guys.
You got it. Not too bad, Slee. Not too bad. All right. The Dodgers need a shortstop. Mm-hmm. They have some options in-house. Is that the best option? It's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.